This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
Karl Marx thought that all history is the history of class struggle.
The president wants to move down the class warfare path.
This is not class warfare. It's math.
I'm all for class warfare.
Because we've been undergoing class warfare for the past 30 years.
Class warfare will simply divide this country more.
It is just wrong to keep asking the middle class and the poor to keep sacrificing.
But if raising taxes on one income bracket is warfare, then what was it called when those taxes were cut?
The deficit is at its highest level now since World War II, but the U.S. raised taxes to pay for that war. Now some are saying that it's war to raise taxes. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, September 20th.
And we begin the news with diplomatic gridlock on the east side of Manhattan. President Obama is in New York City today for intense diplomacy at the United Nations General Assembly. Among the world leaders he'll meet with today are the leader of Libya's new government and Afghan President Hamid Karzai. In the shadow looming over the United Nations this week is the Palestinians' expected official bid for UN membership on Friday. This morning, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu offered to hold direct talks in New York with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas this week. But Palestinian officials said Israel must accept certain terms, like a settlement freeze, before talks can resume. The U.S. is expected to veto the Palestinians' bid, a decision likely to upset many in the Arab world. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the United Nations is not the place to create a Palestinian state.
We continue to believe and are pressing the point that the only way to a two-state solution, which is what we support and want to see happen, is through negotiations.
Secretary Clinton says there's still time this week to avoid a diplomatic crisis.
Europe's debt crisis, though, has reached the critical stage. Standard & Poor's has cut Italy's debt rating, and the Moody's agency is widely expected to follow suit. We're going to speak with a member of Italy's parliament later this hour. But the focus is still on Greece, where leaders are meeting with IMF and EU officials for a second day. Greece is trying to secure a $150 billion loan. But the IMF's Bob Tras says Greece needs to speed up structural reforms first.
Additional measures will be needed as we go forward in order to reduce the deficit to a sustainable level.
Market analysts worldwide expect Greece to eventually default. Total Greek debt is about $500 billion. Just by comparison, Argentina's debt was $82 billion when it defaulted a decade ago.
Streets of Yemen's capital are a war zone. Once again this morning, the residents of Sana'a tell our partner, the BBC, heavy fighting for a third day.
It started when the Republican Guard shelled the military base of the defected military supporting the protesters. And now it has escalated into clashes between government forces and the defected military.
More than 60 people have been killed in the fighting this week in Yemen. In the U.S., it's a new dawn for the military. As of midnight, the formal repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell took effect. That means no more discharges for openly gay members of the military. Last hour, a Coast Guard pilot came out for the first time publicly on The Takeaway.
My name is Lieutenant Commander Zach Matthews. I am a U.S. Coast Guard search and rescue helicopter pilot, and I've been serving as a gay man for the past 11 years.
You can hear that entire interview at our website, thetakeaway.org.
President Obama is taking a hard line on reducing the deficit.
I will veto any bill that changes benefits for those who rely on Medicare but does not raise serious revenues by asking the wealthiest Americans or biggest corporations to pay their fair share.
Battle lines are being drawn. The president demanded yesterday that the richest Americans pay higher taxes to help cut the deficit. As you heard, Republicans accuse the president of engaging in class warfare. In the markets, Asian markets are mixed right now, but European indices are up and futures are up by a lot. The Dow will start at 11,401, the S&P at 1,204, the NASDAQ at 2,308. Well, that term class warfare, it's been hanging around the United States, especially since the 1950s and 60s. We're going to focus on the president's deficit plan, but later on in the hour, we're going to look at the history of that term, class warfare. Have we ever had classes, actually, in the United States, and have we had warfare?
Class warfare is in session on The Takeaway.
First, though, D.C. correspondent Todd Zwillick, he's going to lay out the nuts and bolts of the plan. And if you have reactions, if you think that we're in the era of compromise or confrontation in Washington, give us a call.